This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is someone I probably passed through within the past 200 million years. He's Patrick Murphy. He's over at Dinosaur State Park. He's a seasonal naturalist over there. And Patrick, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to be on, and thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, let's give the listeners a rough 200 million year history of Dinosaur State Park, if you will.
Well, some 200 million years ago, during the early Jurassic period, some dinosaurs were walking around a wet, muddy shore here in Connecticut, in central Connecticut, in Rocky Hill. Those footprints they left in the mud ended up getting preserved. For about 200 million years, nothing really interesting happened. And then in 1966, the state of Connecticut purchased the land. And while they were doing construction work for a state building, one of the construction workers saw that there were these huge slabs of rock with dinosaur footprints on them. Now, very fortunately for us, he decided to stop what he was doing. They halted construction. They called up some local scientists from places like Wesleyan University and Yale University, and they came down and they said, yep, these are dinosaur footprints. And they continued excavating until they discovered about 2,100 footprints, making this one of the largest in-situ dinosaur trackways in North America. In-situ means everything left to where it was found, because after they uncovered the footprints and after they declared this a state park some 3 weeks later, they eventually constructed an entire museum all around the trackway. So with other museums, you know, they kind of bring the fossils to the museum. Here we did the opposite. We brought the museum to the fossils. So that's what we have here at Dinosaur State Park. We have about 750 of those footprints on display in our main exhibit center.
I mean, that's very interesting. I mean, to think about how long those footprints have been there, they're still there. The building's going to try to keep them there as long as it humanly can with work from you and other volunteers at the museum. I visited the museum about a week ago with the kids, and it is pretty cool to see something like that. Like you said, it's not, you know, brought somewhere to there. It's there. These dinosaurs walked where you are looking at those footprints millions of years ago.
Yes, it really is incredible. There are a couple different places in the museum and on our nature trails where you can actually, you know, touch some of these footprints. So it really, you know, that's really very important to us. We want to make a connection with our visitors. We really want them to feel, you know, that sense of connection to our geologic history here in Connecticut. So you can put your hand on the exact spot where a dinosaur put its foot some 200 million years ago.
And that's one of the neat things is there's indoor, but there's also a lot of outdoor stuff to do there. It's not just come, you know, go inside, get back in the car and leave. There's a lot of outdoor things. And this time of the year, you know, the weather hasn't been cooperating much. I know when we went, a few of the trails were a little flooded from the rains, but that's just, you know, nature doing what nature does. But there's still so many things outdoors to do, which I think is pretty cool for the state park.
Yes, we have a number of things outdoors. We have our lovely nature trails, as you mentioned. There are 2.5 miles of trails total. And even the nature trails connect right back to the dinosaurs and history here. I guess I should say prehistory. Because as you walk on our blue and our yellow trails, you'll notice that things start to get a little bit kind of steep and rocky. And that's because you're actually walking on a basalt ridge. So basalt is a volcanic rock that forms when hot magma and lava cools and hardens. So that actually is evidence of volcanic activity here in Connecticut, you know, 200 million years ago. Now, in addition to our nature trails, we also have a couple of activities on our grounds. We have a mining for gems and fossils activity. So how that works is that you purchase a bag of mining rough from our museum store, and then you take it outside where we have a little kind of like a sluiceway with running water. And it's kind of like panning for gold. You pour the bags out into these sieves, all the loose dirt washes away, and you, depending on what bag you bought, there are gems, there's minerals, there's fossils, and all of that you get to take home with you. And then there's my personal favorite of our activities, because this is truly, genuinely unique. You will not find any activity like this east of the Mississippi River. And that is, you can actually make a plaster cast of one of our real dinosaur footprints. So we have about 5 slabs of rock taken from the trackway, each with a dinosaur footprint. And you can bring materials. You have to bring your own materials. But there's no charge to do the activity. You need 10 pounds of plaster of Paris, a 5-gallon bucket, some rags, about a 1/4 cup of cooking oil, and some paper towels. And by the time you're done, you will have what looks like a giant white pizza with a cast of a dinosaur footprint that you can take home with you.
That's definitely, I mean, it definitely, you know, brings back the nature and the science and stuff like that. And there's always, Connecticut kind of did a really cool thing this summer for July and August with free museum tours and stuff like that. And like I said, we went, you know, are there any other activities or classes or, you know, if someone's planning their visit, is there something they should maybe look specifically towards in the future?
So there are a number of guided programs that we offer throughout the day. All of those programs are included with admission. We have films that talk about the history of the park. We have films about the park. Some of the films are geared for very, very young children. Others are geared toward older kids and adults. We have what we call track talks. That's when one of the staff goes down to the trackway and talks about the history and the science and tries to get people involved, you know, have them make their own observations and try to, you know, use what we know about science to tell what we can learn from, you know, by looking at the footprints. We have several live animals in our discovery room, and three times a day we'll take one of those animals out and do a live animal demonstration. So that could be one of our snakes, it could be one of our turtles, it could be one of our lovely fan favorite Madagascar hissing cockroaches. And we also have live specimen shows. So that's sometimes we have fossil shows, so we'll have, you know, a whole bunch of fossils out on the table, or it could be a rock and mineral show. So all of these programs are included with your admission to the museum. So we highly encourage anybody who visits to come check some of those out.
Now, I was looking a little, you know, doing a little background on you before we talked this morning, and I come across some children's books. So I'm assuming you have been a dinosaur fan from a very young age.
I couldn't even tell you. It's, as far as I know, it's prenatal. I literally the word, I could spell the word dinosaur before I could even spell my own name. As far as I know, it's something that has always been with me. It's something I've always loved. So to be able to, you know, not only be doing something involved with dinosaurs, but specifically involved with sharing my love of these amazing creatures with other people, you know, having them come and having, being able to kind of share what I love about them with other people is absolutely the greatest possible experience you can have in life.
And that's one of the things, you know, I've talked to many people that work in museums or, you know, different places, that when you work at a place like this, it takes a little something special. And when you see these children or even these families come in and start asking questions, it's got to be pretty cool to be like, yes, that's the correct question to ask. You know, like having that little spark in a child or a family that comes through the door has to be pretty cool and a very rewarding part of the job, I must say.
Yes, it's an extremely rewarding part that I get to experience, you know, multiple times a day. You know, when I do the track talks or the fossil shows, you know, I you know, can see them looking and seeing sort of them putting the pieces together in their head and, you know, figuring it out. It's not about me telling them things. It's not about me lecturing to them. It's about showing them things and having them use their own skills, their, you know, what they know about science to figure these things out for themselves. So it's not just, they're not just learning, they're discovering for themselves these amazing things.
And that's, you know, something that, like I said, to be there looking at these dinosaur tracks, looking at the exhibits, looking at the fossils, walking the trails, it might not dawn on the kids that dinosaurs were walking there 200 million years ago. Yes, they might be seeing the tracks, but the walking away after going, wow, that was actually pretty cool. You know, there's that little bit after effect.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it may be years before they realize just genuinely how special it is, but that is what's most important to us, is that sense of, you know, real connection. Because, you know, a lot of what people are, you know, sort of doing these days is, you know, there is a sort of disconnect from reality. You know, it's a lot of media, it's a lot of movies, it's a lot of things like that where you don't really have a direct connection to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you come to Dinosaur State Park, you know, not only what you're seeing is real, but that's where it was found. There are a lot of very important clues preserved in our rocks that tell us about, you know, the dinosaurs, about what Connecticut was like 200 million years ago, that you're not going to get even just by looking at, you know, bones in a museum. So that's really one thing that makes Dinosaur State Park so unique and so special, is that connection to reality. You know, what you're getting here is genuinely real and genuinely unique. And I think a lot of kids, you know, especially kids who live nearby, you know, who live in Rocky Hill or in, you know, towns nearby, they don't maybe not necessarily realize how special it is until they kind of grow up, they get some more experience, they're out there in the world a little bit, and they realize, oh, wow, there really isn't anything else like this, you know, anywhere nearby.
Mm-hmm. And I think as adults, that's one thing that's really cool about going to these museums and these places across Connecticut. You have a little bit more of appreciation for them. Me and my wife always joke that places like this, you know, we'll bring the kids, but then we'll have someone watch them and go back on our own as adults and kid out a little bit, if you will.
Right. No, that's absolutely important for us as well. We, you know, we don't just want it to be for the for little kids. Of course, it's got to be for little kids, because who loves dinosaurs more than little kids do?
Exactly.
But we want to bring everybody into it. We want to show that, no, there's something genuinely beautiful and amazing here, right in our own backyard. I mean, a lot of people come to us, you know, senior citizens who are in their 70s or 80s, and they're like, you know, I've always known this was here, but I've never been here before. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they come and they see it and they realize, like, oh my goodness, there's something genuinely amazing and special here that, you know, I didn't even realize was here. So that's, we really want people to know and appreciate this amazing, beautiful, unique thing that we have, that we're so, so lucky to have right here. I've always said, you know, Dinosaur State Park is pretty much exactly equidistant between Boston and New York City. Mm. The dinosaurs couldn't have picked a better place to walk. You know, it's right off the highway. There's tons of places to eat nearby. So there's great accessibility to it, and it's just so utterly unique and beautiful.
And now, you know, with the Connecticut Summer in the museums for free, the family can go, pay admission for the adult and bring the children in. It's a great thing. There's so many things happening. And, you know, when we went the other week, there's the back room, like you said, with the animals and the live exhibits, the drawers of gems and stones. I could have looked through that for hours.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Going back to the whole idea of accessibility, yeah, it's great to be able to offer this to, you know, to people who, you know, may not have necessarily been thinking about coming. You know, then they think, okay, you can get all your kids in for free, you get one adult with them for free. So we have seen a significant increase in the number of people coming, and that's great. It's mm-hmm. great to be able to share all this wonderful, you know, stuff that we have here with so many new people who've never been here before.
That's the thing we're looking to do. Get some people through the door. Get some kids walking in dinosaur footprints. Again, joining me this morning, Patrick Murphy with Dinosaur State Park over in Rocky Hill. You can check them out, dinosaurstatepark.org. They're open. All the information's on the website. Thank you for joining me, Patrick. If there's one thing that you want someone to just, that little gem at the museum that you wish more people would pay attention to it, what would that be? I know, trick question.
Yeah, of course. And good word use, by the way, as well, the gem. But I guess what I would say is I just want people to not only know, but also to feel the reality of the fact that you are walking in the exact same spot that dinosaurs were living in and walking and doing the things that dinosaurs do. That they, here we have two moments separated in time by, you know, eons, that connect, you know, two small moments in the lives of two living things, of people, of you and your family, and with dinosaurs.
Well, Patrick, thank you very much. I appreciate the time this morning. Like the Dinosaur State Park in Rocky Hill, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.